Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Yvonne Pierre Show. Hear from people who have overcome obstacles, have inspirational stories to tell, or helpful information to share.
Our child, and we were to take her home. Remarkable advice for that era when many children with Down syndrome were put in institutions.
I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
The Yvonne Pierre Show, a variety talk show whose only mission is to empower you.
And we're only gonna bring this to my knees. And I turned around and I remember this 48 years later of when I turned around and I said to her, no, I can do it. That kind of set the tone to her right from the beginning, that even though I was in a chair, you know, I was still independent. I was still going to do things.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. We are vessels that have the option to allow God to use us.
Make a choice to break the generational curses on our life.
Thank you for tuning in. Now, here is your host, Yvonne Pierre.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Yvonne Pierre, and today I have a special guest. Melissa Pettigiano is a 21-year-old author and singer and has always had a passion for writing. Her book, Suzanne Lantana, I hope I'm pronouncing the names right, is a collection of short stories combined with fiction and nonfiction, written to help preteens and teens cope with various issues, including 9/11. Through her story, she sent a message of hope, encouragement, and inspirational messages written to empower our youth. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome, Melissa.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here today.
And I'm happy for you to be here.
Thank you.
I was looking at the cover before I get into the questions, and
mm-hmm.
She's adorable.
Thank you.
Adorable. And could you tell us a little bit about the cover?
Sure. The cover is a bit of a collage where each picture comes from a different story within the book. So that's pretty much what the cover is about. It gives you an insight to what each story could be or how it's going to play out. And as you're reading the story, you have a picture to think about in your mind as you're also playing your own view in your own mind. So that's pretty much what that is.
How old were you when you started to write Suzanne Lantana? And where were you?
I started writing Suzanne Lantana when I was about 7 or 8, and that's when I started getting the idea for her. But it wasn't until I was in about 5th grade where my teacher, Miss Ty, God rest her soul, she had asked the class to do a story using spelling words because those spelling words were going to be used for a test that Friday for spelling. And I found that that would be a very good opportunity to kind of let people read it and see it because we were going to present it to the class. And I found it to be a very good showcase. It would be a very good showcase piece to do. So that's where I started getting more into it, and she became more vivid to me. And that's when my teacher started to take a hold of it and really started saying to me, okay, you got something here, which I knew it myself as well, but she wanted to help and push it even more, and I thank her for that always. And, I mean, pretty much I started really home, in school, and anywhere that thoughts would come to me. Those are the three main reasons and how it came.
So you continued working on it over the years, or did you take a break from it?
I continued over the years, but then there were times where I did just, you know, leave it alone, and I didn't go back, and I just kept doing what I was doing, and then there came a point in time where I had so many different things in my mind that I had to come back. I mean, I was always writing stories. I have so many stories that are in my little trunk that I have, and I just took out the best 12 that I wanted to showcase in this book. And I felt that these 12, besides the other ones, I felt these were the best 12 to start it off.
So what motivated you to say, okay, and you've been doing it for years,
mm-hmm.
And what brought you to the point where you said, okay, now I want this to be a reality. I want it to be an actual book.
Well, I was working at it and towards it. I mean, since I was in elementary school, I knew in elementary school I wanted to make this a book. Did I know at one point, like, what time or frame that it was going to happen? No. I just knew that, okay, this is the book that I want to do. This is the direction I wanted to go in, and I took baby steps, kept learning my craft, kept getting it, because I love writing, kept learning it, kept getting all the ideas out, and until I started to grow and get older, and as I was doing a lot more and seeing a lot more and going through a lot of different trials and tribulations, it just said, you know what, it came a point in time as I just kept writing and writing that after 10th grade, in being in regular school, because I was in regular high school, because then after that I was homeschooled to do, you know, to pursue my careers, I said, this is it. This is time. It's time for me to now really launch it and go for it.
And how old were you then?
I was 18.
Wow.
I was 18 years old.
Wow. And one of your stories, Susanna Lantano lost her aunt. Without giving away the entire story, what happened to her aunt?
Well, pretty much it's a story about her aunt missing, and it's a timeline, in a sense, is what I call it, from what Suzanne went through from the beginning of that morning all the way to the end of the afternoon. And, of course, in the book you get updates and you get to read more and you get to see more of what goes on, in a sense. And it's what happened to me. Is really what it is. But I wrote it in a way where it's a timeline and it's not so scary for a young child to understand. Because I know a lot of children have so many questions about it and they don't know about it, and some of them were too young or weren't even born yet. And, I mean, it's a very big thing that, you know, everybody was touched by.
Yeah.
So it was something that I definitely wanted to put in because it means so much, not just to myself, but to, I know, many people. And I wanted them to know that even though they're going through that or still coping with it, I'm right there along that's praying for them and saying everything will be all right and you can make it through that.
And I think, too, it helps teens cope with loss, period,
mm-hmm.
because they may lose somebody in a different circumstance in their family, too, and that might be something that will really help them get through that as well.
Exactly.
What other types of stories are in the book collection?
In this book, there's stories about friendship, about, you know, like as we were just talking about, loss, parties, trips, getting through fights with a friend. It pretty much tackles a lot of different things that a preteen would go through. And a lot of people don't realize that these things happen even younger than just preteens.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it gets far, and it's getting worse as I see it. Some are not and some are. I mean, I go to different places and I'll go to different, you know, events and I'll see the children. And there are, I mean, wonderful children that don't do nothing and aren't doing anything. And there's that one child that will always do something. And there's something that you know that they're going through to why they're acting out like that. So a lot of people don't pick up on it, and when people do pick up on it, they don't want to say nothing. And I'm the type of person that I would step in and say something because I feel that everybody should be treated correctly, you know, and
right.
should be treated appropriately and should be able to be a positive being because we're all here for a reason.
Right. So you're talking about the bullies and the ones that...
Oh, yeah.
And they're and you... Absolutely right. It's something going on with them and within them to get
mm-hmm.
them to lash out like that. And I'm glad that you tackle issues like that in the book. Why did you feel that it was important to use the stories to help the youth cope?
I felt that these stories, whether it be these stories or any future stories, is because a lot of them have questions and a lot of people tend to sometimes give them the wrong impression or the wrong idea due to society. And a lot of them tend to get away from pretty much, number one, their faith, and they don't stay as connected and they start going off and doing different things that are not right. And a young child is very impressionable. So... when, you know, you're telling a child something, you want to make sure that you're telling it to them the right way because you want them to grow up and be the person that they want to be, to know in their mind and in their body and their, you know, their soul and their spirit that this is true, this is right, and they want, and to hopefully go down a path that's more appropriate for themselves and those around them. I wanted them to realize that even though that these stories go on and even though these things happen, there's always a way out. There's not ever a way that you cannot get out of a situation and that you can't overcome it, and allow them to feel that way. And a lot of them feel that there isn't somebody there, whether it be a parent, a grandparent, you know, a teacher, whoever. And if they can get that knowledge that there is through my book, through me, not just my character talking to them, but through me, in a sense, speaking to them, they would know that, you know, I'm there also helping them.
You know what inspired me, really grabbed my attention about the book too, is that you're writing from, at the time you were growing up with the book,
mm-hmm.
and you was writing through your experiences and how you overcame certain things. Is that why it's both fiction and nonfiction?
That is definitely correct. Yeah. I went through practically every story you are reading in that book. There are things, of course, that are changed and not the same, but to give the idea, because I went through a lot of these different things. I've been through a lot of different things that I'm sure just like anybody else has, and I have overcame them, and I thank God every single day for that, and I know I always will. And as somebody who has been through all that stuff, if not more, I'm, you know, living proof saying, you can. You know, I'm not saying it just for the heck of it. I'm saying it because it's actually the case and it is true. So I hope from somebody who's hearing this or anybody who reads my book, they can get that sense and know something, you know, went on in them and says, you know what, it's true. It can happen.
I think that is, and I can't find a word that I really want. but I really think it's amazing, because if I were to write a book
mm-hmm.
about being a teen, of course we've all been a teen, of course,
mm-hmm.
But I would have to emotionally take myself back there and try to remember what it was like and what. But I just think it's awesome that you wrote from the moment.
Yeah.
And as you overcame and stuff like that, and I think that's what's going to really, what teens need to know, that as they're reading it, that you were going through it at that moment. You're not reaching back for it.
Right.
It's something that was happening and that you overcame. Then what helped you through it? What helped you stay grounded and positive and motivated and stuff like that? What has been the motivation behind what brought you to where you are?
Well, I thank you. My motivation is my faith in God. That's number one. I have a very, very, very close, tight-knit, supportive family and very close friends. So having them around me and talking to them, being able to reach out to them has been such a blessing. And I thank God every single day for that. There are moments, of course, where you may get into, you know, different, you know, things with a family member and you don't want to be near them. But number one, like I said, is my faith. And
yeah.
He keeps me where I need to be. He'll show me. He'll do something to say, okay, Missy, this is, you know, not what you need to be doing. And you know that inner voice, there are things that will come out at those moments to let you know. So he is always there by my side, whether I'm sleeping, from the moment I wake up to whatever I do, he's there, and I always want him there, always, and he always will be. So I pass that along as faith, being whatever you believe in, to just grab hold of it and to really follow through with it and do it in the right way.
How much is your faith a contribution? How much has your faith contributed to your writing?
My faith has contributed to my writing in every single piece that I've noticed that I've written and will always, and not even just my writing, in anything that I do. But through him, he's given me the blessings and the talents, and I'm here for a reason. You know, I'm not here to waste life, and I wouldn't want to. Life is too precious, and I love it. And I love waking up every day knowing that there's something new and exciting that you could do. You know, a lot of people wake up saying, oh, here's another day, I can't stand it. No, there's so much that you could do and so much that you can embody and so much that you can go into. And it could be wonderful as long as you have the positive mindset. You know, if you have a positive mindset, everything around you will be positive. So everything that I, you know, he shows me, like I said before, he shows me with different things, and it contributes into my writing sometimes without even realizing it. And I'm very happy about that because he's helping me send the message that I would want to send as well as the message he needs to send.
And it's apparent that he's very much in the book, and that you allowed him to use you through the stories, because a lot of people don't get it until older age.
I know.
18 and or now 21, and you realize that it's all about your attitude and your outlook and everything. I'm really impressed.
Thank you very much.
Besides your writing, what else do you do?
Besides writing, I am as well a singer, and I'm a songwriter, lyricist, and I'm also a dancer, and I've modeled and I've also acted in different things. But singing and writing have always been my number one passion with music. Music and writing have always been with those fields. But, you know, now music and writing are neck and neck. Music, like I said, it's always been number one, but now they're neck and neck if you look at it. And I've been performing since I was 5 years old, doing different events and doing different competitions. And I've won awards for my music and for singing and for writing. So I have the creative brain, that piece, you know, the right side of the brain. Everybody says that, you know, you have the right side it brain for the creativity side, and I said, thank you very much, I appreciate that. But that's very much, you know, with me, and I love my music, and that's another thing, too. That's another art in itself that I'm very drawn to, and I love it, and the genres that I perform is pop, R&B, classical, country, gospel, and a bit of opera.
Wow.
So those are the genres that I do, and I perform for church, and I'm very happy, and I'm very glad that God has given me these gifts because they're meant to be used for something, and I know where it's meant for. I know He'll still show me as I keep going. I'm very young and I'm still learning, but I love learning and I love getting to do what I want to do, and I'm glad that He has given me the opportunity to do that.
I heard somebody say a long time ago that when God gives you multiple talents, it's meant for you to use all of them. And
yes.
I think that he's really going to take Melissa, Suzanne Lantana. Am I pronouncing her name right? Lantana.
It's Suzanne Lantana.
Lantana. Okay.
There you go. You got it. It's good.
I really think that he's going to pull it all together and pull everything together in one. And so with that said, have you thought about making it a cartoon?
I have a lot of different ideas in my mind. I would love to make it into a cartoon. I would love to make it into a movie. Those are the top two things that have always been in my mind. You know, while doing this, when I first started writing this book, my main intentions and which is always my intentions, is to help the children. If a cartoon and a movie comes out of it, that would be, I mean, I wouldn't even know what to say. Like, that's even higher than what I even fully pictured or even imagined. I mean, that's a bigger even blessing that is even higher. And I just, like I said, I thank God every day. And if it's meant to be, it'll be. So I leave it in His hands. And He knows when the time's right. And when it's right, if it's meant to be, it'll be.
Yeah. It'll fall into place.
Yeah.
What message do you want the youth to gain from reading the book?
The message that I want them to gain is positivity, to always know that the light is always at the end of the tunnel, that if you're alone, there's always somebody there, that these obstacles, whether big, small, medium, you could get through it. And don't listen to negative comments. Don't listen to bullies. You know, always stand up for yourself in the right manner and do it in an appropriate manner. I know sometimes it can be hard, but you have the brains to do it, and you have, you know, ask for God to help you in whatever you believe in, and He will do so.
So parents that, I believe that, I wanted to also say parents that have, don't know how to help their child get through it, this is a book for them to read to them or have them read to themselves. But it's never too early.
Yes.
Start getting them prepared on learning how to cope.
Mm-hmm. And it gets tougher. I mean, with every situation that goes through, it's not easy, you know. And parents especially, a lot of them may have gone through things as they're a young child, and they pass it on to their children, which sometimes is not a good thing, and depending on what they're doing.
Right.
And I feel that them, too, can learn something from this, and from doing signings and speaking, you know, at different things. Parents have even said, you know, I've even learned something from this, and I want to change with some things because I want to help my child become better. So I'm very happy that through reading this to them and getting my message out there, you know, aside from the book, it's doing something and it's empowering and it's helping not just the child but the parents as well to get out of their negativity and from the past of whatever they may have been through, to just say, look, the past is the past. Today's a new day. I'm going to live in the moment and present time and work towards the future and do it day by day gracefully. I mean, nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes, but it can be done where you're trying to help your child and yourself to become better for the world and for when the time comes or when it's time for you to go.
Is the book geared more towards young girls?
When I first started writing it, that was my intentions. But this book, too, can as well go towards young boys. I've noticed boys gravitating to it. When I did one of my first signings, the boys were gravitating to it more because I guess they wanted also not just the girls in sight, but they wanted to hear, I guess, from an older girl's perspective. And, you know, they always want to know, like, okay, well, what is this girl doing? Like, how does that go?
Right.
So this young, I remember one young boy, he was so, I mean, he looked so down at when he came in, and I remember after we were done, he left that place so happy, and I was so happy that he did, because I could tell that he may have maybe went through something. I can feel sometimes energy, and I'll know if, you know. So I said to him, you know what, just read this, you know, take your time, don't rush through it. Whatever you're going through, you will make it. And once I said it to him, he was fine. Like, he got happy again because he was sad. He walked in sad, and he left so happy, and
yeah.
He thanked me for that. And boys, I do believe, you know, we're human, and they have feelings
right,
too.
Right.
So they are going to have questions and want answers to things just as the girls are, maybe a little
yeah.
different, but you know, on the same road.
And I think a lot of parents don't realize that kids go into depression too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think reaching out to kids at an earlier age, because self-help is huge.
Yes.
No,
it's true.
I mean, with adults, it's self-help and inspirational stuff. And I think it is great for kids to start getting it and learning the things that will help them get through adulthood
mm-hmm.
or get them through teenhood.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
But the things that they going to learn as children, I say this all the time to friends and family, what we teach our children as a kid is what they're going to carry on to, it's going to be habit as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best
yeah.
to create, to teach them good habits now and through your book and through parents learning things that they learn and passing it down to their children, I think that is really more vital than a lot of people probably will admit. It's vital.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it is. I mean,
teach them to cope at that age.
I completely agree with everything that you just said right now. I mean, a lot of people don't want to tackle it. You know, they just want to talk about preteens or teenagers, but it stems even younger with the mind. And, you know, even when you go to kindergarten, you know, you see them that they're starting at a young age. And a lot of parents, they just shrug it off and they say, oh, they're just kids, you know, they're just. But these kids, they don't, you know, the parents aren't realizing that these kids still hold in that habit. And it, as they're growing, it still stays with them. And then they contribute to it as they get older.
Right.
And it's not good. You know, being a bully is not good. Being disrespectful doesn't get you anywhere. You know, being that bad person doesn't do nothing for you. So, I mean, that just shows that there's something wrong deeper within that you need some help on.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with getting help. You know, I'm all
right.
for that. I'm all for somebody going for the help and you know, becoming better. But people don't want to admit it. And, you know, we see these shows on TV that some shows shouldn't even be because it's really not necessary. I mean, they do it for entertainment, for ratings, for money. I mean, let's face it. But they should be looking at things that are more valuable and more important than something that's just going to give the wrong impression and the wrong message.
Yeah. And I think, too, you know, like I said earlier, the younger, the better. And a lot of parents look at their younger, like you said, look at their younger kids and say, oh, they're just kids. Oh, they're just kids. No, they just imagine 10, 15 years from now, them doing the same thing. If it's not nipped in the bud now, they'll learn it. They'll grow out of it. But what if they don't?
Exactly. And a lot of them don't. And it's worse when they become adults. And, you know, they'll always say, oh, you're young. You know, you go through it. This is just a phase. A lot of it's not a phase. And a lot of it has nothing to do with them being young. As a parent, you're supposed to help mold them to be better people. You know, and like I said, it's hard sometimes because of what maybe they've been through and they're carrying it on. So they're going to have to want to help to change themselves too. And a lot of them don't because they feel, oh, I don't have a problem. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm fine.
Right.
And we all have something. You know, you can't say that we don't because we all do.
Right.
So from if we tap into that and learn from it, I think it would even help contribute to this world even more.
Yeah. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to move it along. But, you know, as I'm thinking back on when I was younger and the things that I was going through and things that I couldn't cope with, and I'm going to say it again, it is vital that parents teach their child how to cope at a young age and not assume that they're going to just grow out of it. They'll get over it. Oh, they'll shake it off. They're just a kid, because there's a lot of things that they're dealing with that we have a hard time coping with as an adult, such as 9/11, such as being bullied or their friends not liking them or being accepted. That's things that adults go through as well and have a hard time coping with. So it's even harder on a kid to have no clue on how to deal with it. So they do wind up acting out or carrying it into adulthood and wind up on Dr. Phil. You know?
Yeah, or Oprah.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
So,
it's true.
I think that, again, I really, really commend you for writing this book as and not waiting until or walking away from it that you went ahead and followed through, because that, too, a lot of people are afraid to go after what they're passionate about. I mean, the fear is great in a lot of people's lives. And I, for you to be 21, and I know you like, okay, I'm 21, but but no,
no, I thank God. I thank God.
Yeah. It is amazing to me.
Thank you.
And I commend you again.
Thank you.
What has been the overall response that you've seen with the kids, the children?
Positive, which is what I want and which is one of the goals. I want when the children to come in to have a good time, to have fun, to be able to think of it as a space, as a trusting space. I may be, you know, an author, I may be a singer, I may be doing what I'm doing, but I'm a human being. I'm,
right.
You know, very down to earth. You know, I have feelings just like anybody else. And I'm talking to them, not just as an author or singer, take that out, or whatever else I'm doing. I'm talking to them as from one young lady, adult, to
right.
children, and saying, look, I've been through these things. You have a question? Ask me, and I will try my best to answer and help you as best as I can. You know, I'm not going to give you false interpretation, because a lot of parents do. They'll say, oh, this, you know, they'll say different things just to make them feel good. I will tell them the truth, but in the appropriate way, to help them understand and to help them know that this is what you can do to get out of it. And if you feel that doesn't work, this is another way that you can do. To just give them some insight to help them feel better and to gain more confidence. You know, a lot of children are losing confidence in themselves and in being able to do what they want because of what they see around them.
Yeah.
And it is a shame. And if they can have 10 minutes with me in a room to just talk out something and for me to help them, that, I mean, if one person gets to learn something from my book, that's all that matters to me. You know, I can have many awards, which that is incredible, and I thank God every day for that. But as long as I'm helping a human being and helping them and guiding them with my faith and with their own faith, whatever they believe in, that's more precious to me, is the life.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's again.
I know, it's hard to think. Everybody says you're 21 years old, but, like, you're talking like you're 70. I'm like, no, I'm just, you know, this is just me.
The fact that you get that, a lot of people take forever to get to
mm-hmm.
the point where they realize that what God placed on you
mm-hmm.
is not about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's to help somebody else. Your gift,
mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you said that your gifts and awards is great,
mm-hmm.
but it's about the mission and the message
mm-hmm.
And the people that you're touching through your passion. So
mm-hmm.
Thank you for
you're welcome.
For that. Where is the book available?
The book is available pretty much everywhere. You can go to Barnes & Noble, Walden Books, and go in and you can ask for it and you can order it. And they'll, you know, obviously ship it in. You can come and, you know, pick it up. You can as well get it from my website, which is www.suzannelantana.com. And on my website, you'll get to see, you know, some pictures, get to see what I've done, you know, upcoming events, get to read up about a little bit of, you know, my history of what I've been doing and, you know, what I've done as I've been growing up, you know, a bio. So that's where you pretty much can get it.
And I want to, say the website is Suzann Lantana, and that's S-U-Z. Annelantana.com. Or they can also Google you, right?
Yes. They can Google me. Yeah, they can Google the name. They could Google me. They'll find me.
Before we go, Melissa, what advice would you give aspiring writers and people who want to succeed in the field that they desire, whatever they want to accomplish? What advice would you give them?
My advice to them is to never give up, to leave out all the negativity, don't think about it, just stay positive, to go for what you want. Don't listen to people who say, oh, you'll never make it, you'll never have it happen, it'll never happen. I know what it's been like. I mean, I've said at young ages, you know, okay, I'm going to be a singer, I'm going to be a writer, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And a lot of people used to say different things, and I never, ever listened to it because it'll never, ever do anything to me. That's something that they got to take care of and handle. So put that in your mind and say to yourself, you know what, that's true. And I'm going to keep going for what I want, not going to listen to other people. And no matter what it may be, don't get discouraged. You know, there is sometimes things that you may be turned down for, but just keep going. Just keep persevering, keep going through it. And that door, as one door closes, the other one opens. So just keep going and don't let it go and don't stop and don't. And if you have that doubt, don't doubt. Just get it out of your mind and say, God, please help me. Please guide me. I want to do this. You read my heart. You know where my heart's at. Just please help me. And he will.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For using your voice to reach out to our youth. I think, like I said earlier, it is vital that parents start teaching their children coping mechanisms or ways to cope and to use their faith to get through things that they're going through at a young age and not just assume that they'll just know because they grow up and they wind up lost. So thank you so much. I really enjoyed having you on the show. And
thank you.
And Melissa Petticchiano.
It's a tongue twister. Petticchiano.
Okay, you said it.
Petticchiano. I said it. There we go.
But thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your day. And,
thank you. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
I wish you much success with the book.
Thank you.
And that God pours you blessings and overflow. So,
thank you.
Thanks again. And you're truly an inspiration to me. You know, I hope
thank
that
you.
The listeners can see what I'm seeing. But but you're truly an inspiration to me that again, at 21, you get it.
Thank you.
So thank you, and have a blessed day.
You too.
No matter who pushes me, I know I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you get me down. No, no, no.
Thank you for tuning in to the Yvonne Pierre Show. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to let us know what you think about today's show or previous shows, visit us at www.hyhradio.com. Remember to keep God first, know that you are blessed, and always be true to yourself. I love you, God loves you.